sure that most of you remember the teaching of guardian angels, and some of us all feel we have like a guardian angel, right? Well, it's interesting from this passage, if we pay attention, it speaks about how the little children, it says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." So Jesus is talking about the angels of the little ones, or the guardian angels, look upon the Father, as in other words, sort of speak to the Father. And that's kind of the sort of scriptural basis of the fact that we have sort of a guardian angel, or someone who is in the presence of God, kind of on our behalf, or sort of watching over us, as Jesus says, the angels of the little ones. But we live in a culture that is absolutely fascinated by stardom, right? I mean, we got lots of magazines. Think of the money spent to see very important people. Like, I'm sure that there's just us here this morning. However, if we brought in someone very famous, we couldn't hold this place, right? I mean, it would never hold it. I remember, you know, for my mother, I was trying to think of somebody famous now, because I kind of dropped out of the scene. But all I could think of, people who are dead, actually, like Elvis Presley or Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin. These are all people my mother would have loved to have seen. But even if we, you know, just bringing any kind of star, because we're fascinated, we want a glimpse of them. We want to be able to see that, and we're fascinated by that. And then we hear Jesus' statement today that it's really about the little ones. It's about the sort of little meaning, not just the fact that children, even though, but insignificant, those who have no power, no authority. And we think we'll have a funeral and of like Kennedy, and there's just thousands of people there. And then sometimes we celebrate the very same funeral for a street person, and nobody's there but the priest and the funeral director. And it said, in God's eyes, these little ones are special in, you know, for him. Because remembering that whether you have a very significant life or a very sort of humdrum life, or do this, that God finds favor in those, the sort of the humble, the small, the people who sort of work through this life in a very peaceful way and live this life, that he's not impressed by stardom like we are. With the people who are powerful, the people who are great, the people who make the magazines, the National Enquirer, who are on the ET Entertainment Tonight shows, or who appear on those talk shows. That fascinates us. But for God, he's always concerned about the little ones, the insignificant, those who have no power, no authority in a country. They're the ones who God finds in favor. And hopefully we imitate God in that way, so that somebody with lots of money doesn't impress us, someone with lots of power doesn't impress us, or lots of fame, or can sing wonderfully and make so many records, or is a model, or whatever. What impresses us really are those who humbly go through this life, most importantly, faithful to the Lord.